At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Joanne Jobin, Investor Relations Officer. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Joanne Jobin, the Investor Relations Officer for Arvana, and I'd like to welcome all stakeholders to Arvana's third quarter fiscal 2015 conference call. Arvana's quarter financial statements and MD&A were SEDAR filed on August 6th, along with our news release, which was disseminated last evening. All of these documents and information can be found on Arvana's website at arvana.com. I would remind all participants that certain information provided during this call constitutes forward-looking information based on management's current plans, estimates, and projections, and except as required by law, the company does not undertake any obligation to update forward-looking information should assumptions related to these plans, estimates, and projections change. A full description of the company's forward-looking statements is located on the enhanced slide deck labeled Corporate Presentation, August 6, 2015, available on Arvana's website. This slide deck includes updated financial information, which can be used as a reference throughout this call. Hosting the Arvana call today will be Ms. Daniela Dimitrov, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Jeffrey Hillis, Chief Financial Officer. As the conference call monitor has reminded everyone, questions and answers will be held at the end of the call, and the audio of this call will be available in playback format on the Arvana website. And now I would like to turn the call over to Ms. Dimitrov, President and CEO of Arvana. Daniela?
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, my apologies. I seem to have lost my voice, so I may be difficult to hear as I proceed with my remarks. Welcome, and thank you for dialing into our conference call this morning. Today, we will be reviewing Arvana's performance during the third quarter of 2015 and the June 30, and the company's performance to date. Later on the call, Jeff Hillis, our CFO, will provide a review of our financial performance for the third quarter, and I'll return to make closing comments on the company's outlook and strategy. We have worked very hard over the past 2 years to ensure that we have a clean balance sheet with no debt. As of June 30, we had a cash position of over $20 million and no debt. We've also been very diligent to ensure that our management teams are strengthened, and along with that, that we are backed by an experienced board of directors. These strong fundamentals will allow us to make prudent and wise investments in our assets to ensure their optimization, longevity, productivity, and lower cash costs in a difficult and what may be a protracted period of lower commodity prices in our industry. We have had production challenges at LVIA this year. Our teams are very much determined to solve these issues. We have implemented a number of initiatives going forward that target the improvement of production and the lowering of cash costs. We expect these initiatives to garner results by the end of the calendar year. Our consolidated production for the third quarter of 2015 was just over 16,000 ounces of gold, and copper production was over 5.2 million pounds of copper. This represents a decrease of 17% and 14% respectively compared to our second quarter. Year to date, we have produced almost 58,000 ounces of gold, or 105,500 gold equivalent ounces, including our copper and silver production. Consolidated cash costs and all-in sustaining costs for the third quarter were just over $1,050 an ounce and $1,240 an ounce, respectively, while consolidated year-to-date cash operating costs and all-in sustaining costs were $867 and $1,130, respectively. At Alvalle in Spain, we produced just over 12,100 ounces of gold and 1.4 million pounds of copper, representing a decrease of 15% and 6% respectively compared to our second quarter. Our tons milled decreased by 14% as a result of tons mining decreasing, and our average grade processed through the mill decreased by 4%. Production was impacted by some dewatering and power issues that we experienced in the second quarter, which we subsequently resolved in the third quarter. Our overall skarn production was also impacted by the placement of Carlisle on care and maintenance, which took place in February 2015. We announced this plan to place Carlisle on care and maintenance back in August of 2014. In the last 3 months, productivity in the skarn's development meters at our Elvaje mine has increased by approximately 30%, and the average monthly tonnage of skarn's mined at Elvaje has increased by approximately 20% compared to the first half of 2015 when we were operating out of two mines. This increase has replaced approximately one-third of the previous Carlisle skarn's production. Concurrently, oxide production was also affected by a slower ramp-up of the transition from contractor mining to owner-operating mining of oxides. Certain bottlenecks have been identified and mitigation plans are being developed to address the slower oxide production that we've experienced in this transition. We are also considering various alternatives that will deliver better flexibility and stope sequencing options to our crews in order to improve future production. We continue to pursue opportunities to define resources in the areas surrounding our mine, as well as within our mine itself. We continue a drilling program at La Breva, which is located about 8 kilometers from Elvaje mine, and we expect to report on this program and its results by the end of the calendar 2015. We are also pursuing some exploration activities, such as mapping, sampling, and geophysics, on a number of investigation permits concessions in the vicinity of Elvaje mine. Moving on to Don Mario in Bolivia, we produce almost 3,900 ounces of gold and 3.8 million pounds of copper, representing a decrease of 25% and 16% respectively compared to the second quarter. Production was impacted as a result of lower grades, particularly gold grades, and we expect these gold grades to increase in our fourth quarter. Copper grades in the fourth quarter are expected to stay at similar levels compared to the third quarter. We're very excited about the potential increase in mine life at Don Mario. Just as a reminder for those that are not familiar with that operation, we mined a lower mineralized zone of this deposit as an underground mine from 2003 to 2009. And we also had gold production from some satellite deposits until 2011. During this period, we produced over 400,000 ounces of gold at an average recovery of over 80% from an associated CIL circuit, which was decommissioned in 2011. In 2012, we commenced mining the upper mineralized zone, shifting production to gold and copper concentrate in the open pit mine. When we were running the CIL circuit, we produced a gold doré as a result of much lower copper presence in the lower mineralized zone. By way of comparison, in terms of recoveries, we're achieving gold recoveries from the upper mineralized zone at about 53% compared to what we were experiencing when we were running the CIL circuit. Currently, to investigate a near-term mine life extension opportunities, we have been conducting geotechnical and geological reviews on the historical resource block models of the lower mineralized zone and the current resource block model of the upper mineralized zone to explore the potential of mining the upper extension of the lower mineralized zone via pit pushback method. In the last few months, we completed a drill program consisting of 12 holes and approximately 900 meters to verify the conditions of the underground workings and to identify if there are any material voids. This was also completed to determine the ultimate mining depth of the pushback and to further support and confirm resource estimates. Results have shown that no significant unexpected voids were encountered and that a pushback of the pit is possible. Optimized pitch shells are now being generated, and a detailed mine design and schedule for the LMZ pushback is in progress. This year, exploration drilling at Don Mario has concentrated around the known mineralized zones northwest and southeast of the UMZ, known as Cerro Felix. This is a satellite deposit located about 600 meters from the upper mineralized zone, where from 2009 to 2011, we mined approximately 200,000 tons at an average grade of 1.77 grams per ton of gold. We processed this ore through our CIL circuit that was still operating at that time. To date, we have completed a drilling program consisting of 39 holes, totaling 3,600 meters, and we have engaged Mercator to review all of the geological information and the assay results to determine if these results could result in a 43-101 compliant resource. As these initiatives have progressed, we have also recently engaged Lycopodium to complete a capital cost estimate associated with a potential recommissioning of the CIL circuit. And we have developed a metallurgical test work program to evaluate various processing options for both the LMZ and Cerro Felix deposits. We expect to complete or to commence this metallurgical program in the second half of the fourth quarter of our fiscal 2015. It is our belief that the results of these programs will extend the life of mine of Don Mario, and we look forward to sharing these results with you in the coming months. Based on lower production, decreases in byproduct revenue, lower commodity prices, and lower commodity price assumptions for the fourth quarter, we are revising our guidance for production, cash costs, and CapEx. 2015 production guidance for gold is being revised from 82 to 88,000 ounces to 70 to 73,000 ounces. Guidance remains unchanged for both silver and copper at 23 million to 25 million pounds of copper and 550,000 ounces to 680,000 ounces of silver. We are lowering CapEx guidance for 2015 to between $11.5 million and $12.5 million from $13 to $15 million previous CapEx guidance. Cash operating cost guidance is being revised to between $8.50 and $9.50 per ounce of gold sold, and consolidated all-in sustaining cost guidance is being revised to between $11.50 and $12.50 per ounce of gold sold from previous guidance of $700 to $770 and $1,000 to $1,100 respectively. I will now give my voice a break, and I will turn the call to Jeff, our CFO, who will take us through our Q3 financial results.
Thank you. As at the end of the third quarter, our net cash balance was just over $20 million. I will now address our sales and production costs for the third quarter. In terms of sales, we reported consolidated sales of 19,100 ounces of gold and 6.3 million pounds of copper, representing an increase in gold and copper sales of 3% respectively compared with our second quarter. Year to date, our gold sales were 59,400 ounces and 19.3 million pounds of copper. Third quarter net revenue was $32.2 million, or 7% higher, compared with $30.1 million in the second quarter of fiscal 2015, due to the previously mentioned higher sales volumes. On our mining costs in Q3, they were $29.8 million, compared to $23.9 million recorded in the second quarter. This was primarily due to higher metals volume sold and the associated decrease in finished product inventory. Inventory levels came down substantially in Q3 due to the higher sales relative to our production, the impact of which is reflected in the third quarter mining costs. Net loss for the third quarter was $5.5 million, compared with $4.1 million for the second quarter. Our third quarter cash flows provided by operating activities from continuing operations were $6.7 million, compared with $4.5 million recorded in the second quarter. Cash flows provided by operating activities before changes in non-cash working capital were $1 million, compared with $2.7 million in the second quarter. Our third quarter capital expenditures were lower at $1.7 million, compared with $3.6 million recorded at the end of, in the second quarter. Finally, our current EBITDA is $0.7 million compared to $2.7 million recorded in the second quarter of this year. I'd now like to turn the call back to Daniela, who will discuss the outlook and provide closing comments.
Thanks, Jeff. For the remainder of 2015, we will continue to address the production challenges at El Valle Mine. We will continue to work on achieving the same productivity rates in terms of development meters and oxide tons mined as the contractor who worked in the oxide zones until its replacement at the end of April. And we will continue to review alternatives to debottle the Skarns areas and increase Skarns production at El Valle Mine. At Don Mario, we will complete our activities to drive the extension of the mine life. At the same time, in the current environment of declining metals prices, we are diligently monitoring our liquidity position and assessing our capital needs, particularly as they relate to the extension of the mine life in Don Mario, as well as drive towards lower cash costs and all-in sustaining costs. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time and attention this morning. I will now turn the call over to the moderator, who will open the call for questions and answers.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touch-tone telephone to join the question queue. You will hear a tone acknowledging your request. If you're using a speakerphone, please ensure you lift the handset before pressing any keys. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star then two. Once again, anyone who has a question at this time, please press star then one. We do have a question from Harry Malcolmson, a private investor. Please go ahead.
I'm a long-term 10-year Orvana shareholder, and inevitably am disappointed and discouraged by the results. I'm sure you are doing your best, and we commend your efforts, and I'm not sure what else you could do in the circumstances. The two hurdles, of course, are mine life and the cash costs. I suppose my comment is that I note that the company has attended a number of conferences recently, and I think you're proposing to attend another one in the fall. In view of the need to conserve cash in all respects and taking into account that the company really doesn't have a story to tell until it can deal with the two issues, particularly mine life, I'm just not sure what the benefit is of incurring those expenses in the circumstances.
Thank you very much for your question. Certainly, what we set our budget, obviously, earlier in the year, and we monitor expenditures, and as you have seen, we have reduced our capital costs extensively. We've adjusted guidance downwards twice. We're certainly reviewing all of our costs, including our conferences attendances, on that front, and are reconsidering that, and we have certainly been focused on the operations as we have gone through these transitions, and in particular in Bolivia, obviously, as our initiatives and activities have are coming to fruition, and as you will see in the next couple of months on that front.
All right, thank you, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
There are no further questions at this time, so this will conclude today's conference call. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you for participating, and have a pleasant day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.